KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Commission for Gender Equality has raised the alarm over what it describes as rampaging sexual harassment at institutions of higher learning. It says measures put in place to curb these cases on campus are often not effective. The Commission's Naledi Celebano was briefing Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education yesterday. She told MPs that many incidents of assault go unreported, adding there's also reluctance among male students to report abuse due to stigma and a lack of support.
Irrespective of the existence of policies and other initiatives that are geared towards addressing sexual harassment, its prevalence is escalating and it is painting a troubling picture. That students constitute the bulk of complaints. Between 2011 and 2014, 247 cases of sexual violence, partner violence, and rape were reported at 15 universities across South Africa.
The Commission's calling for stricter enforcement, clearer guidelines, and stronger support for victims. The Health Department is rolling out a vaccination campaign against mpox disease. Officials say there has been a rise in cases in the country, adding that the program will target the most affected provinces, including KZN. The others are Gauteng and the Western Cape, where two more people have been diagnosed. The department's Foster Mahala says they picked up 10 cases so far this year. He says they've received donations of the mpox vaccine from the Africa Centres for Disease Control.
Vaccination can be accessed at some public health facilities, travel clinics, and few private providers in the above mentioned three provinces. Priority will be given to people at a higher risk of contracting this virus, including those who came into close contact with people who tested positive, people with multiple sexual partners, travelers going to areas where there is an outbreak of mpox. Where indicated, vaccination will be offered to pregnant women and children older than 2 years.
A Western Cape woman accused of baby snatching is due back in court today. Samima Jacobs was arrested for allegedly abducting a nine-day-old baby boy from a mall in Bellville after befriending the mother. The infant was found days later last month at a property near Mitchell's Plain. Jacobs will make a second court appearance today, faces charges of kidnapping and defeating the ends of justice. And there's been a deadly fire at a shopping mall in Iraq. Officials are still trying to confirm the death toll, but they believe that around 50 people were killed in the blaze. Authorities in the eastern city of Kut are investigating the cause of the fire. Videos circulating on social media show the flames tearing through the multi-story complex last night. Back home, we've got a warm day across the province today. Durban and Richards Bay reaching a high of 29 degrees, Maritzburg 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Open Championship is officially underway this morning. So we'll take a look at the leaderboard at 8:30. British and Irish Lions coach Andy Farrell has just named his match day 23 for the first test against Australia. And all the latest from the world of football in terms of the transfers.